Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
For Beautiful Means, it's another 60 minutes of Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
And silence.
No Alistair.
You two are alternating because last week Alistair was on, you're on this week, yes. Alistair's next week, and then you're on the following week because you're all getting ready for your Fringe, aren't
that's
you?
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We've got some great music coming away this week. We'll also have our tour at 22, which is two songs from which show?
Ah, yes, it's two songs from How to Succeed in Business, which Very I nice. Did myself many years ago.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I played Miss Jones.
Was it fun?
Yes, lots of fun.
Oh, good. Okay, then. And also, Lyrical Challenge. We got that as well, haven't we?
We have indeed. The Lyrical Challenge, I think it's quite tricky this week, actually.
Okay, well, we'll find out more in just a minute.
The girl in glasses with oil on her face. The girl with her hair all over the place. That's her. That's her. Just take a look at the girl I'm crazy for. Ain't she the smashingest smasher you ever saw? I'd like to walk up one day to her, pluck up me courage and say to her, excuse me, lady, it's you that I adore. You, you're great and wonderful, Charlie girl. It's you I've gone a bundle on, Charlie girl. I'm a tongue-tied, awkward kind of a fella who falls in love with someone smashing and then can't tell her. Just one look at you and I do me nuts. I've got a lot to say but my mouth stays shut. Scares me half to death. Here we go then, take a breath. How about loving me, Charlie girl? You're great and wonderful, Charlie girl. It's you I've gone a bundle on, Charlie girl. I'm a tongue-tied, awkward kind of a fella who falls in love with someone smashing and then can't tell her. Just one look at you and I do me nuts. I've got a lot to say but my mouth stays shut. Though she scares me half to death, here we go then, take a breath. How about loving me, Charlie? How about loving me, Charlie? How about loving me, Charlie?
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, that came round quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Absolutely.
What is it for this week, Mrs. R?
Right, OK, Lyrical Challenge for this week. Here we go. It is a special one. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run.
See, you're like Alistair. You change the inclination of it, so it confuses us. Do you want to do it again?
It is a special one. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com. We've got music from your favourite show coming up, Mrs. R, Sister Act.
Yay!
Yeah, bit of Footloose, bit of Benny Blue Eyes, and this from South Pacific.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking bed, learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? About the star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like.
Touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Oh, Mr. Chilvers!
Are you coming, Mr. Chilvers?
My patients will be expecting me.
Well, don't be late for supper.
He has magic fingers.
He has magic hands.
I just know somehow
that he understands, and his touch is tender when he hits the spot. And he talks about conditions that I never knew I'd got.
Mr. Chilvers, I was beginning to think you weren't coming.
Why, Mrs. Roach, would I ever miss an appointment with you? Now, let's see how that ingrown toenail's coming along. Why, I do believe we've turned a corner.
He has magic fingers. He has magic hands.
and I just know somehow that he understands, and he shows such kindness that I long for more. He reminds me of my husband as he was before the war. My husband had magic fingers before he lost his arms. Macaroon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Lester. How's that corn?
High as an elephant's eye, as the saying goes.
He has magic fingers, he has magic hands, and I just know somehow that he understands. He is mild in manner, he is strong yet sure. For several precious moments, all my troubles pass me by. I received another letter from the Home Office telling me not to give up hope. They'll keep searching for my Harry until they find him. Must remember to buy more starch.
Lovely day, Mrs. Turnbull. How's the circulation? She sits there, silent as a stone in a pile of rubble. All that was left when the bomb fell and All Saints Church came crashing down around her. What can one say when God's roof caves in?
Marsh marigolds down by the stream where the water was swirling around.
Sails billowing out from the masts of the yachts as they bobbed in the sand.
Every surface a bowl full of daffs, so the altar was looking a treat. And I sang the descant for Ride On in Majesty, everyone up on their feet. On their feet.
And stage lights, where musicals matter.
I never walk when I can run. I don't believe I ever could. People try to slow me down, saying, boy, you really should kick back and chill, but I can't stand still. Doctor, he said, son, I cannot offer you a pill. So I never found relief, and now I got to move until I've had my fill. I can't stand still. Back where I come from, life's never humdrum. I wish I could take you there. Oh, we have the world at our feet. Life is sweet, ain't no doubt. Grab a seat, check it out. When you dance till you drop, so don't even start to suggest that I stop. I never will. I can't. No, 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 no.
no, 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 no. I can't stand still. No, 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 no.
Can't Stand Still from Footloose. Before that was Magic Fingers from Petty Blue Eyes and Happy Talk from South Pacific. And you're just mumbling at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am, because I took a bite of biscuit. I do apologise.
Let me explain that what happens. We sit in the studio. I have biscuits and chocolate, and Mrs. R thought she'd picked up a biscuit, but she picked up one of these chocolate buttons. But they're not small chocolate buttons, are they?
No, and it's very hard, so it took me a while. I'm so sorry.
Now, I don't know what it's like where you are, but we're extremely hot here recording this programme. It is so hot. I mean, nothing's giving up, is it?
No, it's not. And it's going on for some days yet, as far as I can tell, so I quite like it, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh, funny, it's stifling. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the theatre, you went to see The Girl from the North Country.
I did, Press Night Girl from the North Country, yes.
What was that like in terms of feet before you talk about the show?
Well, actually, the old Vic is very well air-conditioned, so when I came out after the show, I was quite chilly. But I soon warmed up. It was actually pleasant in the theatre.
Oh, wow. Because some theatres are so hot you can't breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I feel sorry for the actors, really, because they've just got to keep on going on with it, haven't they?
I know.
I mean, wonder what happened if you absolutely sweated buckets while doing your part. I mean, would you walk off and wipe yourself with a towel or just get on with it?
Well, I think actually that there's possibly a danger. If you had a really heavy costume and you were on stage all the time, there's potentially a danger of a bit of dehydration and sort of heat exhaustion.
Must be. And the thought from your sweat getting your eyes must hurt as well.
I think it's, if you're doing a period piece with a Tudor costume or something. Wow. Yeah, quite dodgy, I would think.
We're going to talk about Girl from the North Country in just a minute, but first of all, we're creeping up to Ask the Experts. Are you ready, Mrs. R?
Okay, here we go.
I've never talked back. I've never slept late. I've never sat down when told to stand straight. I've never let go and gone with the flow. And don't even know really why. I've never asked questions or taken a dare. I've never worn clothes that might make people stare. I've never rebelled or stood up and yelled or even just held my head high. And all of the feelings unspoken, all of the truths unsaid, they're all I have left of the or ran with a crowd, or danced on a table, or laughed much too loud. I've never quite dared to leave myself bared. I've just been too scared I might fall. I've never seen Paris, swum naked, been kissed. I've never quite realized just how much I've missed. And what did I get for hedging each bet? Another regret. Brave. I want to be strong. I want to believe I'm where I belong. To stand up and say I'm seizing the day. To not just obey, but to choose. And I may not surf, I may not see friends, but I have to know I still have the chance. And maybe I'll make a painful mistake. It's mine though to take or refuse. And all of the doors yet to open, all
start living the life I never led.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Says it's just that life's so hard. We all get blue, I say. Hang on tight, I'll be your bodyguard. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Oh, just wanna see her smile. It's such a drag, she says, when the world's so mean. It's just a red flag, I say. Gotta look for the green. Oh, something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Oh, I just wanna see her smile. Cynical town can be tough on an angel. Flip her wings, maybe one, two, three. I'm a clown, cause I'm loud. But on a sunny day I find the rain. Let's give it a try, say. We can dance on through the pain. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Something's breaking my baby's heart. Smile. Just wanna see her smile. Just wanna see her smile. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her smile.
Playing all the great songs, grease paint and stage lights from the best musicals.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. Nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watching people pass. I'm waiting through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start out, step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass. Nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Did I ever make a sound?
Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen. I really like that song. And then we heard See Her Smile. And first of all, The Life I Never Led from Sister Act. I love that song too.
Now, it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Laid back this week, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't he just?
Okay, Mrs. R, you ready? Question number one. Who wrote the music and lyrics for Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Spot on. Question two. In Company, what birthday is Bobby celebrating?
30th, isn't it?
Okay, I'll leave that one with you.
Oh.
Question three. What is the name of the town where Shucked is set?
Oh, God.
There's a clue about the show itself, what it's all about.
Yes, well, I know what the show's about. I just can't remember the name of the
town. Give me that clue, you see. Well, if you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
My day in the hills has come to an end. I know a star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices.
Like a light.
and stage lights.
We've got today then.
Well, we've got some half-price tractor ice, miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze, them David Bowie LPs, bowl games, gold chains, what's the names and at a push. Some Trevor Francis track suits from a mushy shepherd's bush. Bush, 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 bush. No income tax, no VAT, no money back, no guarantee. Black or white, rich or broke, we'll cut prices at a stroke.
Changing of the seasons and the tides of the sea. But he's the one that's driving me berserk. Why do I meet fools and all see his work? La 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 la. Why do I meet fools and all see his work?
He's a Japanese, what it is, he's a knobbly knees. Difference is, he's still the type of knees, don't you know?
Yeah, last weekend, yeah.
In Ireland, wasn't it?
Yeah,
last
in Dublin, wasn't it?
We got a mutual friend.
We have played, indeed, Craig Berry.
Yeah, played Boise.
Yes, and, he was excellent.
He was very good.
He really was.
Trying to get back to normal now, isn't he?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Letting his beard grow for a change.
Yes.
You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby and Julia Ruffy. And question number two, in company, what birthday is Bobby celebrating?
Right, well, I thought he was 30, but if he wasn't 30... I think he must be 35.
He is 35.
Oh, brilliant.
See, they're the sort of things you can... Do you remember the tombolas at the Fates where you end in a zero or five?
Yes.
I must have been about two tickets in the whole bucket that had zero and five in them because you never won for ages. And question three, what is the name of the town where Shucked is set?
Right, okay, the name of the town where Shucked is set.
Mm-hmm.
Shucked's about corn.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it's going to be something like Corn Cob County or something.
Well, it was Cobb County.
Oh, I was close there.
Yeah, you were close, but that's spot on. Three out of three. Well done, Mrs. O. 2 at 22 is coming next.
Learn to move to that happy beat. Let's go back in time to the home of happy feet. It started up in Harlem on Lenox Avenue, where the ballroom of ballrooms caused a hell of a hullabaloo. romance. Savoy, it won you at a glance. Savoy, give up your feet the chance to dance. They came from everywhere around to Groot, all that swinging sound. The hippest dancers ever found, they'd astound. Giant drum, bump, bump, bump. Two great fans every single night. Lady Day and Basie burning it bright. When she whip swang and Ella sang, the place was like a powder keg about to ignite. Everybody hip to hippin', over the back and side flipping. Toes were tapping and fingers snapping. Cutting the rug with the jitterbug bug. And even the stars from Hollywood would come out to play. Like Dietrich and Garbo and Alice Faye. To catch the sights, to watch movies, Lindy Hoppers hit those aerial heights. King at the Savoy. Happy was the girl and boy at the Savoy. To think that syncopation outsmarted segregation. Blacks and whites were romping.
Swing?
No. I bet Alistair has, though.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Let's ring him up now. Yeah. Tell us about Swing. Well, Swing is a show from... he's probably seen it on Broadway as well.
He probably has, because he's always over on he's Broadway, over isn't he? Yeah.
We're going to talk about the girl from the North Country. We won't forget, it's all Bob Dylan songs, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. Some that you know really well, some... Unless you're a Bob Dylan fan, you may not.
Yeah, okay, we're going to talk about that. But first of all, it's our 2 at 22, Mrs. R.
Yes, indeed it is. Well, our 2 at 22 this week comes from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, which is never done anymore, but it's just a super show. It's very funny indeed. And we're going to hear Executive Washroom, followed by Coffee Break.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Hello? What? No, the meeting's at 4:30. Meet me in the executive washroom. We'll make plans. Big meetings today, huh?
Yeah.
Hear anything about what Finch is planning?
JB gave him a postponement, so he must have something.
You know, fellas, I'm starting to get a little scared, Finch.
Me too. If we don't stop him pretty soon...
He'll probably have us all working in the mailroom.
Gotta stop that man. I gotta stop that man.
cold, or he'll stop me. Big deal, big rocket, thinks he has the world in his pocket. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man, that man.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Coffee break!
There's no coffee.
No coffee?
No coffee.
No coffee.
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
If I can't make daily trips, wear shining shrine, then nightly drips, and taste cardboard between my lips. Something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
No coffee.
No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee.
No coffee. No pains in the head. That office chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread. But only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break,
gone is the sense of enterprise.
All gone and something within me dies.
Was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
If you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, we've had a few complaints, so we're going to address those now, about the fact we don't read the lyrical challenge enough. So I wonder if we could do the lyrical challenge one
more time.
Yeah,
well, actually, I probably would agree with that complaint, because people, if they tune in 2 minutes late, they don't hear it at all.
That's true. Go on, then.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go, this week's lyrical challenge. It is a special one. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run.
So if you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Get in before the end of the programme. It's not long now before we have to say goodbye for another week. But let's talk about the girl from the North Country.
Yes, the girl from the North Country. It's actually, it's a very, very good piece, I think. It's about the Depression, and it happens in a boarding house in Minnesota. And nobody, not the people who own the boarding house, not the guests, nobody's got any money left. And it's all grinding poverty. So it's quite bleak. It's fairly depressing. And yet, in a funny sort of way, by the time you get to the end, you sort of, it's positive because everybody manages to sort of get out and go somewhere, most of them.
Right.
It's a very well-written piece.
Staging is very dark, I found.
It is actually, yes, dark both metaphorically and actually because I couldn't take a picture of the set, for example, because it was just too dark and everything's sort of browns and greys and, you know. But it's got music by Bob Dylan.
Right.
Some of which you'd probably know. If you're a Bob Dylan fan, you'd know them all. If you're not a Bob Dylan fan, you probably might. I mean, like Rolling Stones in it. Everybody knows Rolling Stones.
Everyone knows that one.
But I think if you're not a Bob Dylan fan, you probably wouldn't know quite a bit of it. And yet, they've rearranged it, and it's fantastically atmospheric. And at the end, there is this absolutely brilliant choral arrangement that is absolutely haunting. But it's not as if it relates to exactly what's going on in the show.
Right. Okay.
So it's play with music, and the music is used to enhance the atmosphere as opposed to actually advance the story. And I'm not sure personally whether the two actually went together.
Right.
I absolutely loved the music, and I loved the musical arrangements, and I also loved the script, and there were some fabulous performances. Elizabeth Lane, who's like the sort of the mother in it, who's got dementia, absolutely stunning performance. Really brilliant. But I just don't think somehow the music and the script married up all that well.
So is that why you gave it 4 out of 5?
Yeah. Because I felt that it didn't really come down on one side or the other for me. Yeah. But I did, don't get me wrong, I did really enjoy the evening.
And that was at the Old Vic Theatre.
The Old Vic, yes. 8 week run.
If you get a chance, have a look at the full review on our website, which is greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, indeed, it's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Now, if you'd like to make a suggestion for the programme, please send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. I went to see The Last Laugh, the touring. Now, you've seen
it. I saw it in Edinburgh last year, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it what was good? Did they do a question and answer session with you? Right.
No.
Because we went to see it at Milton Keynes. Lovely. Nice. Had some more music, because I remember the YouTube clip and it was different.
The thing is, of course, in Edinburgh, it's only an hour.
Right.
And they couldn't tour it only an hour, so they always have to add things in.
Yeah. They had to sing a couple of songs and some other bits were going on. And then also I found another interesting part was that they did a question-answer session.
Yeah, we didn't get the Q&A.
Oh, it was really good.
Well, that was with the cast, not...
With the cast and the understudy. Bless him, he has to learn all those parts.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. But my favourite was Bob Monkhouse. His look and his voice were spot on.
You know, when we were in Edinburgh last year, we saw the poster and we thought it was a two-hander, and that Bob Monkhouse, there were going to be clips of Bob Monkhouse because the guy looked so much like Bob Monkhouse, we thought it was Bob Monkhouse. And, of course, when we got in, it was actually three.
Yeah.
Because it's just unbelievable.
But he doesn't look like Bob Monkhouse in real life.
No,
to mould his face.
I know.
Tremendous.
It's quite very clever. I absolutely adored it. I thought it was... It made me laugh like mad all the way through until I then cried at the end.
Yeah, well, it's still touring around the UK, so catch it when you can.
Go and see it if you can. It's such a good piece.
Now, we're going to play My Fair Lady, and wouldn't it be lovely, Julie Andrews? And what's interesting about it, you can hear the posh accent of Julie Andrews
in it. Yes,
it's Robert Darling Town of Ink, I'll type me to Paris. The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous me to eat, lots of coal, making lots of it.
toilet for me to eat. Lots of coal and making lots of heat. Warm thighs, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, it made me lovely. Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-blooming still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill.
So long, resting on my
Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I always get sad. I said this to Alistair last week. I always get sad when I hear that jingle again because it means we're coming to the end of the programme.
We are.
60 minutes have flown by, as they always do. I do hope you enjoy the programme. Please feedback as much as you can. It's musicals at btinternet.com. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Rufi.
And what's the answer for this week's lyrical challenge, please?
Oh, the lyrical challenge was Spanish Harlem from Smokey Joe's Cafe.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.